We are live in San Francisco at Oracle Park. The Dodgers and Giants getting set for game two of this three-game series. And whether it's home plate seats or meetings at the office, Travis Mathieu apparel is as stylish as it is versatile to keep you looking and feeling your best during your daily routine. Visit TravisMathieu.com to shop today. I'm joined right now by a man that has spent a lot of time, a lot of his baseball life here in the Bay Area on the East Bay with the Oakland Athletics, their former manager, and now the Dodgers bench coach, Bob Guerin. Bob, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Beautiful day out here today.
Yeah, it's been a beautiful last few days since we got to San Francisco. Are you a little surprised?
No, I mean, they have some wonderful weather here at times, and at times it gets a little chilly, but it's always nice weather. But today it's nice and warm, and warm weather. Hopes a lot of runs for us tonight.
I'm always curious when it comes to Rich Hill, what's the best weather for him to pitch in?
Gee, that's a tough one. You know, Richie is, when he's on, is as good as anybody in baseball. You know, he has the big curveball, so potentially maybe the high altitude might be a little tougher, but humidity may help. But it's hard to say because I've seen him pitch in every kind of environment and pitch well in every kind of environment. So expecting a big one out of him tonight.
What's the one thing that impresses you the most about what Rich is able to do at this stage of his career?
I think, you know, with his age, you would think that you'd see some regression in as far as his actual, you know, velocity or spin rate, and it doesn't seem to change. So he's kind of ever young. He really works hard. He takes care of himself, you know, on the field, off the field. He's a very good competitor, and he really wants to win. So you take all of that, and he's got a unique pitch. I mean, his curveball is probably as good as anybody in baseball. And his fastball, even though the velocity is not lighting up a radar gun, it plays much higher due to, you know, a good spin rate on it. And there's an optical illusion that, you know, maybe you think it's going to be belt high, and it ends up being an inch or two higher than you think. And he gets a lot of swings and misses. And when you have kind of pitchers, sometimes they have a north-south game or east-west game. He's more of a north-south. What I mean by that is, you know, the ball comes out, you know, up top of the zone, and it has that good late life, and you swing under it, and then his curveball comes off the same plane and drops really good late and down. So he does a lot of expansion of the zone up and down, so we just call that north-south.
Bob, Rich has mentioned to me many times that he believes that umpires have to be reminded there's a top part of the strike zone. How critical is that to each start for him to be able to get those strikes up in the strike zone?
Well, that's a great point. I had Barry Zito when he first came into pro ball. I was managing him in AAA, and I think as an illusion as a hitter, and it could be as an umpire, sometimes if the ball starts at a certain area, your mind says it's going to be high, and then it breaks down in the zone. I mean, there was actually times at home plate where I would tell the umpire when Barry pitched, you know, I don't, you know, mean to be ahead of myself, but please just take a little longer look at the curveball because it breaks more than people think, and later. And there's been a few, you know, calls that were strikes that were missed, called up. So we just want to have a good day back there. And usually if you say it the right way, they take it the right way, it could help a little bit. But that's also part of the catcher's job where, let's say a pitch like that happens, and, you know, he could just very politely say, you know, I thought that ball dropped in. It kind of drops a little later than most, you know. Can you take a little longer look at it? And, you know, if you present different things like that to the umpire the right way, they're all competitors. They all want to do well themselves. So if they feel like they potentially missed a pitch because of their time was a little bit off and you gave them a nice, friendly reminder, they'll work with you.
Bob Guerin, Dodgers bench coach, is our guest. Speaking of catcher's work, haven't had a chance to talk to you about your thoughts on Will Smith and what you saw from him in that week that he was called up for Austin Barnes.
Well, he's going to be a great one. I know that. We saw him in spring training quite a bit. Yeah, obviously a high draft choice of ours with high expectations. But the thing about him is, first of all, everything that, you know, was talked about of his abilities came through and you could see it. But there's other things that just being so in tune with the game. And if I'm giving signs with a guy on first, you know, potential throw over, pitch out, he's always looking. First and third defense, bunt plays, he's always looking over quick and never had to get his attention. If, you know, it looked like the pitcher needed a little rest or something, a trip, he would either go out there or he'd be in tune to look and, you know, we could tell him to go out there. It was really a pleasure to see how advanced he is, both with the skills and the baseball knowledge.
Are those the type of things that you describe? You can't really teach them. It's sometimes a feel that a catcher has that makes them have those intangibles.
A little of both. I mean, it could be taught, and then there is a feel that sometimes he could see something you can't. So that's kind of it's a combination, but the neither one looks like he has to be taught at this point. Yeah. He's on both of those aspects of the game, and it's so important because there's so many things in catching that you can't quantify. You know, you don't know when a guy moves up in the box, you have to change your game plan. If a guy backs off the plate, you change your game plan. Those are things that you can't really see from the bench, and you have to kind of change on the fly. And the idea of if a scouting report says to throw a certain pitch to a guy, but you know that that pitch is not getting it there, you could switch to the plan B approach. Those are the things that having a really good feel back there, that's what catchers get over time. I guess my point with Will is he's way ahead of schedule on those aspects.
Dodgers bench coach Bob Guerin is our guest. Before I let you go, last night there was a play down the left field line where Chris Taylor tripped over the bullpen mound trying to go after a Brandon Belt foul ball. What did you think about that play, and did you notice the Giants coach down there did not really move an inch for him either?
I didn't see the coach not move, but I do know that you know there's still a few ballparks where the mounds are on the field, and if there's any possible way they could find a spot to move them, I think it would be better for baseball. I know that the Giants' young player, Duggar, actually tripped exactly like Chris did in right field earlier in the year and hurt his wrist. And there's talk about maybe moving a fence in, putting the bullpen out in right center. But you know, I don't know if that will happen or not. But I think that anything to keep the players safe. I mean, the product is all about the players. You know, we've changed some rules at home plate to protect catchers. We changed some rules around second base to help the middle infielders. So that would just be a potential safety feature that, if possible, could be avoided if it was moved.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot for the insight. Always appreciated. A wealth of baseball knowledge. Thanks a lot for the time.
Well, thanks for having me.
There he is, Dodgers bench coach Bob Guerin. Tim, we'll send it back to you.